Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Dr. Ellen Howley is an assistant professor at the School of English in DCU. Ellen, do you hate to hear people use Irish slang?
Oh, not at all. I think it's fantastic. I mean, some of those phrases that you just read out there, they're so colourful, they're so great. You know, I think slang adds so much to our language, such richness. So keep using them, I'd say.
I would have assumed as an English professor now you'd despise that.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, some of our best playwrights have, you know, capitalised on slang, capitalised on the language. That's how language evolves and changes. So I think we should see more of it.
Embrace it. This is a report that was carried out by the online language course Preply that created a list of 100 slang words and phrases that were native to Irish. The black stuff was number one. I have to be honest, I have never, ever would order, well, I don't order Guinness typically anyway, but I would never describe Guinness as the black stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I had a quick look at the, I suppose, the survey that they've done or the kind of methodology that they've used. It's not overly scientific. So what they've really done to come up with this kind of top list is they compiled a list of phrases themselves, put it together and then look them up on Urban Dictionary, which is an online dictionary for slang. And under the definition, you can give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It's not really clear like what you're giving a thumbs up to or a thumbs down
to. It's not the most scientific note of research, but
yeah, the black stuff has 15 thumbs up and no thumbs down, whereas Gowan, which was apparently the least popular word, had 394 thumbs up and 202 thumbs down. So they're getting a percentage of 33%.
I love Gowan.
So do I. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as I said, the survey is not overly scientific, but it's a bit of fun. And I think the list that's there again speaks to the kind of colourful language that we have here in Ireland.
Pat was slagging me earlier because he says, I don't have to say apparently, I know that I do this. I would often just start a sentence with just well, and that's it. It's just well, full stop. And it opens the door, Ellen, for you then to tell me your life story.
Well, I mean, I'm from Waterford originally, so we use well after everything. Well is hello, well is how are you? So, you know, what I think is so interesting in Ireland as well is that you have these kind of different regional uses of words as you kind of drill down into them. And that's one of the things that slang does. It kind of gives an intimacy within a group who kind of know the way that the slang is being used and creates a kind of wit and humour amongst them. So again, I think, you know, while some of the expressions here are a bit like that, I would never say the black stuff myself.
No.
But some of the ones here, you know, Delira and Exira, I will, which is one that I just love because it's all about how you say it. They really speak to that kind of vibrancy that we have in the language.
Great text here from a listener, I've never heard this before, who says, gee, she was haunted that she didn't break her neck. Means lucky, apparently, in Cork. Never heard that before.
Haunted, yeah. No, I haven't come across that one. No, definitely not.
Gina London, communications expert and Sunday Independent columnist, is with us as well. Ellen on the line. Gina, like when you compare American to English or Irish slang words, are they much different?
Oh, well, it was, yeah, I think there are plenty of, as I would call them, like colloquialisms that I had never had any idea, having lived in Ireland now for 9 years. When I first moved here, I was at a Dunn Stores and I asked if there was like some sort of pan that they had. And the clerk looked at me and said, yeah, sure, work away. And I'm like, work away? Do you want me to go away? Do you mean, what does that mean? I don't know what you mean by that. And the first time I heard like jumpers and runners and culty, like, I don't know what you're saying to me.
Culty.
What are these words? That word never we would use in the U.S.
I'm a culty, Gina.
You're a redneck if you're in the U.S.
I'm sure there's people call me that too, but anyway, yeah. But you're all sneakers, you know, and sweaters, aren't you? Isn't that?
Yeah, we're sneakers or tennis shoes and or sweaters or cardigans. We're never a jumper unless we're actually doing something where we're leaping off of something. But I do find that the local expressions are so vibrant where you go, and when you're new in a place, if you can show interest in them, then you demonstrate to people that you're interested in their culture. And so if I'm going to the grocery store now, or going to the shops, I'm going to ask for a trolley, not a cart. I'm going to go to the car park, not the parking lot. My boyfriend is Irish, and he teases me that I still say horseback riding when it's clear I'm going to be on the back. But the word ride in of itself was a new thing for me, let me tell you.
Right.
When I offered someone, is this a G-rated show? I offered someone if I was going from Dublin back down to Cork. I'm like, do you want to ride? Not the right thing to say. Learn that early on. Don't do that. And when my daughter went for the first time overseas on her own, or out of Ireland on her own, she came back and she says, yeah, you don't call it a fanny pack. Like, now we've learned that too.
So that is a very Americanism, isn't it?
In America that you would not use in other places. It's important to learn those things so they can come back and haunt you.
There's a listener, Gina, here, says, my favorite Irish phrase is, I will, yeah, translated to, I'm not going to do that. But people who aren't from Ireland have terrible trouble understanding it.
Oh my God, that's so true. And the first time someone said to me, leave it with me, I was like, oh, I realize now that when someone says that, I'm never going to hear from them again.
Yeah, leave it with, yeah, exactly. Leave it, yeah. Or I'll come back to you on that one as well as another grace.
Yeah,
means it's gone into the pile of.
And you used the one too that I love earlier on. You said something about slagging. Like, I had to take a while to figure out what that one was.
A slagging.
And sure, wasn't it for me? I couldn't understand what that was for a while. I'm like, Sherlock? Sherlock Holmes? What are they saying? What is that phrase? So it's amazing though how many I even use now myself, because I would certainly say slag and I would say runners and jumpers to my daughter now. But I think in the States, you know, we use things like awesome too much, and we use a lot of sports analogies in business where we'll be saying, oh, if we're going to blow something off, we'll say, I'm going to punt. And that doesn't always translate over here either.
Yeah.
So it's just learning to be, I think, fluid or flexible on the words that you use around some people compared with other people, depending on the situation and where you are.
Yeah, this texter says, I absolutely love the phrase, he or she is a total dose. Another listener says, my favorite.
Oh, dose, a good one. Yeah,
dose,
yeah. I didn't know that one was for a long time either.
my favorite is bungalow, as he doesn't have much upstairs. And we've this voicemail in from Tom.
There was an Irish slang that we used to say when I lived in Limerick. If you're driving by a friend of yours and he's looking out the window of the car, you'd say to him, pull your head in, they'll think it's a horse box.
Like, an awful lot of it, though, Ellen, is just more, like, it's very parochial, though, isn't it, some of the phrases? Like, I think Tom's there in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, that goes back to the kind of regionalisms that are there. And I think the thing that I liked about the last one that just came in is that often those kind of phrases are kind of euphemistic ways of saying things that are not so nice. So there's like a famous example from John B. Keane's play Sive, which was just recently on in the Gaiety, where she says, you used to drink your tea out of jam pots for want of cups. And I think, you know, this kind of gives an image of the thing that they're trying to say, but in a very tangible, vivid way. So I think, you know, then you have people who are writing about Dublin slang, Cork slang already came in there. As I said, we've our own Washford isms as well. So it really speaks to the diversity, even on such a small island, which I think is really wonderful.
Yeah, well, sure look and sure listen. We'll have to leave it go for today. Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at the School of English in DCU, and Sunday Independent columnist Gina London. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.